This is New England Public Radio. COVID-19 has been especially lethal to senior citizens. In Massachusetts, nearly 95% of the people who have died from the coronavirus were over 60. The average age of death is 82. As older people continue to isolate themselves to protect against the virus, some are drawing on their many years of life to get through the pandemic. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
The experiences of the elderly these past few months vary widely. Some live independently and have seen hardly anyone. Others are being cared for in residential homes, mostly confined to their rooms, and others are still going to work.
Take care of elderly in the nursing home, give them baths, prepare them for bed, things like that I do.
That's Eula Richardson in Springfield. She's 78 years old and works part-time caring for patients with dementia. She wears a mask, goggles, and a face shield, and at home, she's tried to strengthen her immune system.
I drink a lot of ginger tea, lemon tea in the morning. I get up, I drink my lemon water. I was doing a lot of stuff to keep myself healthy.
Richardson has 8 grandchildren, who she only sees from a distance now or on FaceTime. Earlier in her life, she raised her 5 children on her own. She says her faith helped her then and now.
We pray.
She does that every morning around 7 with a prayer friend over the phone, and every Wednesday with about 5 others sitting far apart in her church, she prays to God.
He's protecting me. You know, I'm still standing. I don't have no cough. I don't have no symptoms or nothing. And that's just by the grace of God.
Being close to a religious group or family can soften the fear of the virus and the isolation. Some senior organizations are phoning the elderly who are alone to let them know someone is thinking of them. The Northampton Senior Center started a pen pal program with elementary school children, and it launched online classes in things like pollinator-friendly gardening, tai chi, and exercise. Marie Westberg is director of senior services.
For people who have technology, it is a big change not being on site, but they are still seeing their peers.
But she says there are seniors without computers or cable TV or even a television.
They're very isolated and we're very concerned about the detriment of that kind of isolation the longer this goes on.
Edwin Nardowitz is tired of the isolation, but he's also staying healthy. He's 96, lives in assisted living in Northampton, and longs for his normal routine.
I used to go to the World War II Club on Wednesdays and have a meal, get together with all the old guys that were there, and we'd go play pool, and I miss all that stuff.
Phone calls from his children help a lot. Nardowitz can go for a short walk, but like other seniors in residential facilities, he's mostly confined.
It's not easy to stay in one place all day long.
He particularly misses being physically active, which he says keeps his mind sharp.
I used to go to the YMCA like 4 or 5 times a week. I'm the oldest one at the YMCA, oldest member.
Even though he wants to get back to his activities, Nardowitz takes the virus seriously and plans to take it slow as things open up downtown.
I'm not going to go down until I find out everything's going to be good, until maybe a month or so, and see if the virus all died out. I'm not going to be in any hurry to get down there.
I want to get out, and I want to see people's faces.
That's Bill Grogan. The 67-year-old retired nurse is at home with his husband. He stays busy with 6 or 7 daily activities, like biking.
Exercise is one thing. Reading is one thing. Writing is another thing. Perhaps getting out, listening to the birds and so forth. And that's how I get through the day.
He's even embroidering. He yearns to browse in a bookstore, but considers himself high risk and is wary as things open up.
It's going to be a very cautious reawakening.
Grogan says his experience with another virus has shaped how he's going through this period.
I knew people who, you know, were fine one day, sick the next, and gone the next.
He lived through the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s.
That was a time of great uncertainty. I and many other people, like me, wondered, oh my gosh, were we infected?
He says his experience during the AIDS epidemic has flavored how he sees this crisis.
I live my life the best I can. I try to be as good a person as I can. And if my life ends because of COVID or any other reason, then, you know, so be it.
Grogan, like other older people, is drawing on the challenges he's faced in the past to find a way through this pandemic. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.